Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's been a wonderful day. Any first day of the week is a wonderful day. It is time that the Almighty God Himself has set aside for you and I to come and worship, partake of that Lord's Supper. Remember the sacrifice that was made for us. For we are the saved. Our lesson tonight will come from the book of Ruth. There's not one of us here that hadn't heard that you can paint a picture with words. And this is very true. If you want to have somebody to paint you a picture, you ask them about that fish they caught, or you ask them about that deer that they got the other day. And I was thinking about that as Ray was telling me about the pictures he seen on his camera with a bear. Now he sat, and when he talked, he gave me a picture of that bear that he's seen with his camera over there. And like I say, with anybody that has caught a fish or got a deer, they can paint you a real good picture of that. And I always appreciate it because Ray and Brandon, us older people, we hunt through you anymore. So you keep that in mind, and when you've got a story to tell, you be sure and tell us. Because, or tell me anyway, I enjoy them. I love to see your hunt through your eyes. So with that thought in mind, as we look at the first chapter of Ruth, that's what we have in the first chapter. We have three very, very important spiritual pictures painted in words by God Himself, intended for us to learn from them. So let's look at these pictures, and may all who have eyes let them see. Let's read verses 1 through 5. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, and that there was a famine in the land, a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left there with her two sons. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the other name was Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years. And in verse 5 it says, both of her sons had died. So the woman survived her two sons and her husband. Now as we look at that, we see quite a picture, don't we, of what has been painted for us. God gives us the picture of a child of God who lives, who leaves the promised land and goes back into the world. Now let's read verses 6 and 7 and we'll go on with our lesson. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, and she might return to the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited His people by giving them bread. You notice the passage said that Naomi now is returning from the land of Moab. In verse 1, Naomi and her husband left Bethlehem of Judah. They had left the promised land, the land that God had given them to the Israelites, and they went to Moab, a place that David calls, now David thought this was an awful place because he called it the worst part in Psalms chapter 60 and verse 8. Now this was a term of utter contempt. Moab has a long history of being cruel to the people of Israel. Moab is a place where God never promised to bless His people. Moab is a place that in the Bible represents the world. Naomi and her husband left the promised land of God, went where God told them not to go. They go to Moab, in other words, they went back out into the world. Now Naomi, while they was there, lost her husband. And not only that, her two sons. Now Naomi and her daughters-in-law are left destitute. And now she is returning back to Judah, back to the promised land. Now there are many today that leave the fold of God and they go back into the world. This is tragic. As many as Naomi only hears of God, many as Naomi only hears of God's blessings and does not experience them because they are not where they ought to be. Many have been drawn away by allurement of the world. They want the blessing. They want salvation. They want all the benefits that God offers, but do not want to do what God requires: obedience, sacrifice, and a change of lifestyle. There are some very critical lessons for us to learn from this picture of Naomi. And if we will heed these lessons, we can save ourselves a lot of hurt and a lot of misery. Now, Naomi's problems started when she and her husband left the promised land of God. They go to a God-forsaken land. Their sons marry Moabite women, and the Israelites was not supposed to marry Gentile women. So now her husband dies, and both of her sons die, and also they don't die in the land of promise, but they die in Moab. So Naomi is left without hope, without security for the future. What you and I need to understand is there is always a high price tag on sin. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." Sin always, always costs something, and usually it is more than what you want to pay, because there is consequences of sin. You look at the price that Naomi is paying. She's paying by no hope for the present day. She has no income, no place to live. You see, Naomi has nothing left. She has no husband. We'll have no more sons. She has nothing to look forward to but a life of grief and pain. The picture God paints for us in these words is, once you have come to the promised land, don't go back into the world. The price is too great. Now let's read verses 14 and 15, and we'll go to the second picture that the Lord paints for us. Verses 14 and 15. "Then they lifted up on their voices and wept again. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, and Ruth clung to her. And she said, 'Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law.'" Now, Orpah, she was a Moabite. She was on her way out of Moab. She was on her way out of the world. She is on her way back to Judah with Naomi and Ruth, back to the promised land, but then she turns back. And as we'll read a little bit further, it wasn't hard to convince her to go back. But notice why she returns. She goes back to her people. And often there's family ties and affections are a hindrance to some people coming to the promised land. They just can't break some of those family ties. They can't give up their family for a home in heaven. As difficult as it may be, we have to leave family behind, sometimes to gain eternal blessings of God. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 37, if memory serves me correct, it says we can't love father or mother or daughter or son more than the Lord. And if we do, we are not worthy of Him. So Orpah is God's picture to us as one who knows the way of salvation, but will not give up family or the world to have eternal blessings. We must remember the world only offers temporary things. Their pleasures are fleeting, but what God offers lasts forever. Their rewards are eternal. Now let's look at the third picture. God wants to see in this picture is one who is from the world, from Moab, one who is lost, and yet is determined to enter the promised land. Now let's read verses 16 through 18. Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you, for wherever you go, I'll go. And wherever you lodge, I'll lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." And then verse 18, when she saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her. Now what great words, what a great example that we see down in verse 18. When she was determined to go. Ruth was on her way to the promised land, and she did not turn back. She makes a total commitment, if you have noticed there. She makes a total commitment to God that extends all the way to death. Ruth never goes back into the world. She is in the lineage of Jesus. Now, God has given us three spiritual pictures to learn from. Which one best represents you and I, that the life that we're living right now? Well, is it Naomi, one who has left the Lord and needs to come back? Or is it Oprah, you want the blessings of the Lord, but you can't let the world go to follow Him? Or is it Ruth, one who has made the decision to follow God until death comes, never looking back? These pictures are intended by God to teach us before it's too late. So will you come home? Will you repent and live a Christian life again? Or will you give up the world and obey the gospel? Or are you a Ruth? You'll stay faithful unto death. Brethren, the lesson is yours. If you need the invitation in any way, please come, and as we stand, sing the invitation song.
Come to me and be at He is calling softly, calling.